All right, it is 36 minutes after 8 o'clock. You've got it kindly tuned to KHUM. And, well, we've got guests right here in River City. Jeff, hello. Yes.
Hi, how you doing?
Good to see you. And Jim, right?
Yes, Jim.
Okay. Yeah, my memory's still working. Good to know. Good to know. You got an evening of storytelling coming up, right?
We do indeed.
Let's hear about that.
At the Sanctuary in Arcata on the 12th of October at 7:30, there'll be a storytelling benefit for Humboldt Mediation Services. I sit on their board of directors, and because of my long relationship with Jeff, I've encouraged him to help us put on a storytelling event to raise money for Humboldt Mediation Services. So that's what it's all about.
There you go. Working the relationships.
Yes.
In Humboldt County, that's what you have to do, right?
Of course. Of course. So you got some stories that you're going to be telling there, Jeff?
That night? Yes.
Yes, indeed.
Sure. We got a bunch of different people. We've done this 3 years now. We have two women. Jim and I both go to the Matol Writers Camp in June, and we've met other people. We have these two women who come up, Susan Dambroff and Chris Kamler, and they do kind of a performance poetry tag team. They go back and forth with each other, and it's very energetic and kinetic, and they're kind of a big favorite, and kind of very political and sometimes funny. And then we're also going to have...
Sometimes that's one and the same.
Sometimes.
Yes, indeed.
Or scary, too.
scary and funny. If you can make humor out of what's happening right now, because if you don't laugh, you're going to just...
You'll cry.
That's how we get through everything.
Oh, my goodness.
So we'll have about seven or eight storytellers.
Nice.
Mostly from the Matol. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a couple of poets, too. And there'll be some music that nice. Jeff will provide with his brother, mm-hmm. And there'll be some beer and wine and an art auction, and it's to raise money for Humboldt Mediation Services. And I don't know how much you and your audience know about mediation and what you'd like me to share with that.
You probably should. I mean, mediation is an alternative to like hiring a lawyer and suing each other, right? This is basically working out issues through mediation.
You've got it right. Mm-hmm. It's the opposite of the adversary process. Mm-hmm. It's about... helping folks come to an agreement themselves rather than having to litigate it or negotiate it through lawyers.
That's right.
And it can be about a family dispute, like a divorce and custody. It can be a neighborhood dispute, a business dispute, any kind of dispute at all. And we use volunteer mediators that we train ourselves.
It's also a much less costly methodology.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
And it's we do it on a sliding scale so we can reach everybody. And we train mediators, and we will put on custom workshops for businesses, conflict resolution workshops for businesses, all sorts of things to help people resolve conflict and learn how to resolve conflict in a different way.
No, it's absolutely good. I highly encourage it in many situations. It's a way of it takes it, as you said, it takes it out of the adversarial arena and turns it into a let's fix the problem.
Yes, and it's almost as saying instead of that we're enemies, it's that we created a problem together. Let's solve it together.
It's like the Beatles. We can work it out.
Yeah, that's right. We can work it out.
You can have a Beatles song to solve every problem.
That's right.
maybe we'll have to have that music playing in the background when we do our mediations.
the right music.
Have you ever had a mediator? Been in one of these sessions? I have not myself.
I never have. Fortunately, I don't get sued too often.
Me either.
You must be living right.
I guess. It's like, you didn't play my request. I'm taking you to court, buddy.
People do sue about things these days.
You can't sue about anything. You know, it's like, okay, well, fine.
That's true.
That's good. So, Jeff, you're going to be telling stories too, right?
Yeah, I am. I am going to tell a story.
Any story, can you give us a sneak on what you're telling a story about?
You're
famous for it. You've got some very famous ones that you've done.
I guess. But this one, I'm going to tell a story. It's about baseball, and right now I just had a very difficult loss with our Milwaukee Brewers last night with the Nationals, but that's all right. But I was going to tell a story about going to Tiger Stadium. I wrote a show about called Hard as a Diamond, Soft as a Dirt. It was all about baseball and my father dying and how these both things came together. And it culminated with this last story in the show, and I did it at College of the Redwoods, commissioned me to do it. And I haven't done the show now for a good 8-9 years. And,
yeah, I remember when you first did it.
Yeah, I did it a bunch, probably 25 times, 30 times. The last story, though, was about Tiger Stadium. My father was a Detroit Tiger fan, even though he's from Wisconsin. And I always like, why? I never knew why, because Chicago was closer, but he died before I ever knew. And I always wanted to go to Tiger Stadium because it's the oldest stadium in the United States. It opened the same year as Fenway Park.
Old school stadium with the old post. School. So old school. You can get the obstructed view.
Exactly.
Right.
They call it the... They call it the Palace at Michigan and Trumbull. And so I thought...
It's in movies.
It's gone now, though.
Yeah. But they used it for various different movies because it's that old school design.
Exactly. And it was, this beautiful, white, kind of half-crumbling, old school palace.
Yeah.
So my father dies in 99, and at the same year, they're going to tear... last games are going to be played there. So in my mind, I went... I'm going to go to Tiger Stadium for one game to say goodbye for my dad and to my dad and as this ritual in my mind. So I go, okay, I'm going to fly there on September 22nd, the sixth last game. My mother comes out for a visit, and I say to her, hey, Mom, my father had died about 6 months earlier. I said, I'm going to go to Tiger Stadium to say goodbye to dad. And she goes, well, that's very nice of you. But she was over it. You know what I mean? She was like, whatever you want to do, do for yourself. And I said, well, Dad was never there at a game, right? And she says, what are you talking about? We went there on our honeymoon. We went to Mackinac, Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, and then we saw the Tigers play the White Sox. And she was pissed that my dad took her to a ball game on her honeymoon, 50 years later.
And that's why she was like, yeah, you're gonna, okay, fine,
said,
whatever.
But then, I said, well, that's amazing, Mom, that I didn't know you guys ever went there. That's incredible. And she says, well, it's really amazing. You and your twin brother were definitely conceived that night or the very next night. So not only was I going to say my final goodbye, I was going to my conception place.
Wow.
And so then it grew into this ritual and then the stuff that happened. I'm not going to tell you anymore. What's that?
Not in the stadium.
No.
That
night. A little bit later that night.
That's a little TMI there.
So that's the setup to the story. That's the setup to the story.
That's insane.
It is insane. And then these kind of magical things out of the blue happened at the stadium that made it even more amazing to me. So I haven't told the story for a few years, and it's 20 years ago that my father died, and they closed the stadium, so I thought this would be a good time to do it.
There's something about... there's something about baseball that has so much emotion tied to it.
It's true.
It's such a good vehicle for telling stories.
No doubt.
Some of my favorite movies are baseball movies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, I like baseball. Baseball's fine. I'm not a baseball freak. I just enjoy baseball. But those movies are like, they're so emotional.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, bang the drum slowly, for God's sakes, with Robert De Niro and... Oh, what's the one with Crash?
Crash Davis. The Natural.
The Natural. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Crash Davis is Bull Durham.
Bull Durham. No, that's an amazing...
That's an amazing movie. Bull Durham. Really Field of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
The Natural. That's another great one. There's just so many.
I mean, you think there's not many really basketball or football.
With
Redford.
Robert Redford.
Redford. And what's one with Dennis Quaid? There's the Rookie.
The Rookie.
That's another great one.
Yeah. Right. That's another great one.
Yeah.
But you don't have a lot of great movies about football or basketball. I mean, you have Space Jam, but that's a cartoon. It's fun. Fun movie. But it doesn't have those different levels to it.
I mean, there are some. But there's just something about baseball that just got to... I don't know what it is. It's just got the emotion tied to it.
Did you see after Bruce Bochy retired from the Giants, and after the game, they had this celebration for him. It was one of the most emotional things. I had tears in my eyes numerous times because they invited all these old players. And here's a guy who's very stoic guy, hardly ever talks. He's like, yeah, how's things going? Okay. And he never doesn't say anything. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, all of these players came out from the center field and they come. There's the 2010 World Series winners and the 12 and 14. And they come walking on the field. And then Tim Lincecum, one of his favorites, hadn't been in the stadium in 4 years. Wow. He's the last one announced. And Bruce Bochy starts crying.
Wow.
And he gives this speech. And it was so emotional, I was stunned. And I don't know if I've ever seen that. I said to my wife, can you imagine this happening in a football stadium or on a basketball court? This kind of long form, our emotional, deep connection to people. It was really remarkable, and baseball brings that out. You're right.
Yeah, it's kind of a slower game with more time between the action, and then you develop relationships with these people. Yeah. You know them well.
Yeah, I know.
I'm starting to lose some. They're not having as many people coming in the last few years, and they're going. I mean, really, it's not. Look at basketball and football; they have much more younger people. Although football is kind of losing people because of the head injuries. You know, it's losing me in a lot of ways.
Yeah, and the whole controversy with Colin Kaepernick and all that.
Oh, Jesus.
That's pushed people away on both sides.
Yeah, I agree with that. Well, we should talk once more about this benefit. Now, there's tickets available.
Tickets are available at Wildberries in Arcata and at the door.
Okay.
$15 to get in unless you're a student, $12 for students.
Nice.
And
anywhere? Students anywhere?
Students anywhere.
Wow.
We should say some of the other people. Chris Sharp is going to be there.
Chip Sharp is kind of the godfather of Humboldt Mediation Services. He started it about 35 or 36 years ago, and he'll be telling a story. And Vinny Peloso is a local poet. Great poet. He'll be there.
Nice.
And I'm proud to say that I'll be telling a story, and my son will be telling a story. So it's kind of a family affair.
One cool story, there's a woman named Diane Johnson who taught math, and she came. Some of these people come to my house, and I try to, like, coach them. You know, I said,
he's a good coach.
I try to coach him to say, you know, here's my story. And I said, well, this is how you can make your story a little more interesting or more alive. And even though
or shorter. He's always getting us to shorten them.
Yes.
But she's got a great story about going to Transylvania in Romania. She always wanted to go to Europe. Like she dreamed it. She grew up poor in Sacramento, she told me, dirt poor. And so I always wanted to go to Paris, you know, and be one of those expatriates. But then she got a Fulbright to go to Romania when it was still a communist country. Wow. And so she was like, oh, my God. But then she met a guy who was 17 who was brilliant, but they're going to stick him in a factory his whole life, and he swam across this river where they had guns and everything. And somehow he made it across, and so she's still friends with him many years later, and I said, that is a hell of a story. Now it's how you tell it.
Right.
It's how you tell it.
It's a hell of a story.
Yeah. It's like, you know, I think all families have stories. My mother's mother. Yeah, she left Russia in 1917.
Oh,
year of the revolution.
Yeah,
but it was just before the revolution.
Right.
So there was fleeing the Tsar, and the whole family left. And she was 17 years old, and she was so excited to be leaving to go to the United States that she could not wait for the boat to come ashore. She jumped in the water and swam to it.
Oh, wow.
At least that's the story she told. And I was like, wow, that is...
And she's sticking to it.
She's sticking to it.
Wow.
She stuck to it to the day she died. And I was like, wow, that is...
Swimming to freedom.
Swimming to freedom. Man, kind of amazing, right?
Yeah, that is amazing. Swimming to Cambodia. You ever see that one with the Spalding Gray? You ever see that movie?
Uh-uh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting.
Great stories.
I think telling stories helps other people realize that they've got stories worth telling.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, let's remind people when and where this is.
Okay. Yes. It's October the 12th.
Okay. That's coming up. 7:30
at the Sanctuary in Arcata. The Sanctuary is an interesting place. It's an old, it's an old church that then became a woman's club that's now a nonprofit run by young people that provide literally a sanctuary for performing and visual arts.
Wonderful.
It's a lovely venue.
Cool place.
And that's where it will be.
All right. So it's a week from this Saturday.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. That's fantastic. Tickets available again where?
Wildberries.
Wildberries.
In Arcata.
And at the door.
And at the door.
Yeah. Right. and you're supporting Humboldt Mediation, which, as we said, is a way of working stuff out where you don't have to necessarily sue each other.
That's right.
Kind of
we
nice
can
concept.
Work it out.
We can work it out. Yeah, and someone's got to be playing that.
Yeah,
there.
And not just between people. Yeah. An institution that is having trouble or a business where the people aren't getting along in the business can come and we can customize a workshop for them so that we can figure out what they can do to change their strategic plan or just to get along better. Mm-hmm. Communication, conflict management workshops, all kinds of things. Training mediators. We do all of that.
I think it's a great thing. I've never had, like you, I've never had to go to a lawyer, which I feel so good about. Mm-hmm. But if I ever got in one of these kind of disputes, I would go to mediation first.
Yeah, it's a good idea. Well, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us. It's great.
We had some good stories already.
All right.
Fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic. And I'm kind of surprised that you actually were even conceived, because going to a baseball game on a honeymoon, that could have ended the marriage right there. Just saying. I mean, wow. Mom's a good sport, that's for sure.